This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how trusting far outweighs understanding. So we are driving our son to college, and I think it's fair to say he has mixed emotions. On the one hand, he's ecstatic to be living on his own and starting this new chapter of his life. But on the other hand, he's not sure if he will like the school since it wasn't among his top picks. And my words to him thus far have been, sweetheart, let's go with an open mind. Things are all in divine order, but it seems as though my words have fallen somewhat on deaf ears. And then I was led to the Christian author Sky Johani's post about the Good Shepherd. And he makes the point that as close as the disciples were to God, they didn't always understand what he was teaching them. Now, that was especially true when Jesus used parables to teach. But they also didn't know where he was sometimes leading them and why. But as Jesus points out to us in the scriptures, he says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." So the disciples may have lacked in understanding, but they overcompensated in a sense in their willingness to trust Jesus. And so the question I have for us is there a situation in our lives where we might need to trust more than understand? And if that is the case, let us cling to these words, one of my favorite scriptures, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and he shall direct your paths." Proverbs 3:5-6. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, remember, trusting outweighs understanding.